The ghosts and goblins will be out tonight. The houses on the block will be decorated to look their scariest. But what do you do if you wake up tomorrow to find a few spooky spirits have stayed? Everyone wants a haunted house on Halloween, but the rest of the year, not so much. How do you sell a house that's haunted anyway? Are you legally liable for any lurking ghouls? Well, our reporter, Dustin Dwyer, has a story about just that.
Calvin Chance meets me in the parking lot and takes a few long strides up the steps of one of Allegan County's most historic buildings.
Welcome to the Red Brick Inn.
Inside, it's dark and a little dusty from sitting empty the past few years. The place was built in the 1800s as a home, one of the first in the county. Then it was turned into a restaurant. Chance leads me past a long wooden bar. There's an October chill in the room.
I'm going to just turn this fireplace on.
The low gas flame sets a spooky mood, which is appropriate because this place has a reputation.
I'm not claiming that the place is haunted, but when I bought it, I drove in the driveway, and that evening some people stopped by and said, "You're aware this place is haunted?" And I said, "No." They said, "Oh, yeah." And we were, I was like, "Well, good." You know, what are you supposed to tell them? Oh, no. There was no return policy on it. So, I mean, whatever ghosts are here, they're included, and they're friendly, and a lot of good spirits and happy times have been had in this old place over the years.
Chance bought the Red Brick Inn in 2015. Its previous owner, a restaurant chain known as Sam's Joint, was haunted by low revenues. The company filed for bankruptcy. Chance bought it in an auction, as is.
You know, we bought it because we're in a little fear that maybe someone would ever tear the place down when it's way too nice a place for that, too historic, so.
And Chance says he's never seen a ghost in the place. He doesn't believe in that stuff. But there was one ethereal being in the building a few years back.
I'm trying to remember the name of the game that people played. Pokemon. Now, last year or the year before, that Pokemon was in the place, and everybody kept calling me and said, "Pokemon's in the Red Brick Inn." And I said, "Well, tell him to beat it. I mean, the place is locked."
You know? I mean, if that's not a ghost, I don't know what is.
Yeah, right.
So the thing is now, the Red Brick Inn is for sale again. Calvin Chance says he bought it, not knowing about its haunted history. But if he's heard about it now, does he have to disclose it to the next buyer? Now, I know that doesn't sound like the most important question in the world, but you know who loves questions like that? Law professors.
Yeah, my name is David Terrian. I'm an associate professor at WMU Cooley Law School.
Okay, so you have experience in property law. You teach property law. What do I need to know if I have a property and I want to sell it and it's haunted?
Well, if it's haunted or has a reputation for being haunted, you would probably be safe to disclose that to potential buyers.
If not, he says, you could be sued for fraud. Or the buyer could just back out of the deal and ask for their money back. It actually happened in a case in New York in the 1990s, a case known as Strombofsky versus Ackley. And Terrian says it doesn't really matter whether you believe ghosts are real.
It's really more a matter of whether the reputation itself creates a stigma and affects the property's value.
Okay, but what about the other possibility? Maybe the ghosts don't hurt the property's value, they help it. It's Halloween after all. Lots of money to be made on Halloween. And if you're into that, Calvin Chance has just the property to sell you in Allegan County.
We hope it is haunted. Come on out and meet us. We'll buy you a cup of coffee. We'll get some ghosts to tell you a story.
I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.